Oh, yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Tell us at 97.3.
It's on the loose. Alice, 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hump day. Hello, little angels.
Hump day.
Hump day. How are you?
I'm good.
Excellent.
Yeah, I'm happy. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah.
The
sun is back.
That the rain. Well, yesterday
glowing
was
orb in the sky. That's
yesterday
the sun.
Was a nice day in general, but I actually driving in thought, okay, it's gone for a while, and then I got rain this morning.
Did what? You?
Yeah, in San Mateo area.
Oh.
I mean, not rain,
like
I should say.
Splash.
Like a shower.
Yeah.
But for the most part, we're done. Like, your weather today is some clouds. The rain is done, except for a possible random shower. Like, just not heavy rain, none of what we've seen, just a random shower, and the high around 60.
I'm just going to make sneak attacks.
Well,
once in a while, I'm going to get you.
I'll let you know what time I take the dog out, because that's when the random rain starts.
Mm. Oh, I
every
know
time.
Your schedule. Don't
every
worry.
Time.
I've got it in for you.
Yeah, walking the dog in the over the vacation was
so fun.
Extra.
Oh, it's great. And then they're all muddy and you get to wipe their paws off before they can come back in the house.
You got to love the doorbell rings. No one's answering it because it's pouring out. So why would we?
Right.
And then the rings again. Like, oh, come on. And it turns out it's the missus going, can someone bring me a towel for the dog?
Right.
Oh, the old dog towel, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you get a system going when it just rains and rains and rains. Like, we had the big beach towel spread out behind the back door where the cats go in and out. And then you'd have to catch the cat on its way in and wipe it down and wipe down its feet. And they just, cats are just, they in and out, in and out, in and out, in and out. All
I tried to buy Fred a raincoat, but it didn't fit him right. Like, I don't know. It just didn't fit him right. So, and he likes the rain. He's a Labrador. He's like,
yeah, they love to stink. There's nothing like that fresh smell of a wet dog.
Mm.
I love that smell. Ooh, yes. Guess, rub up. Oh, you're going to shake off all your stuff on me? Great. This is such a great day. I am so over. Look, I get it. We need every drop, blah, blah, blah. We do need every drop. But no more. Please give us just a break. My yard is a freaking mud pit. All my plants are drowning. I just want it to dry out a little bit.
I will say this to you guys. Here's a little confession for you.
Oh.
Oh.
Confession time. Okay.
As my entirely East Coast staff around me whines about how cold it is in California, and I think to myself, you're from places that snow!
Mm. Yep.
Yeah.
What is the deal with you people?
Our blood is thinned out.
Yeah,
California softens you.
Yeah, you got weak.
Everybody knows that. Yeah. I go back east, and that's the first thing. I'll say something like it's cold or something. And like, oh, California softened you.
Winter builds character.
I live here for a reason.
Yeah,
I don't want that.
Right?
The rain was ridiculous.
Enough
it was
already.
Horrible.
I was so bummed every morning. I'd wake up and it'd be raining. I'd be like, get more of this.
Yeah. Well, and here's my confessional. I did live in Oregon for 4 years,
mm-hmm.
and it not only rains a lot there, but I think the worst part is where I lived in Eugene, there's like this, it's a valley, and it's the clouds are low. It feels like you got a low ceiling overhead, and after a period of time, you start to get like, I got to get out of here. And there's no doubt, despite having lived in Oregon for 4 years, the two-week vacation where it poured the whole time, I was over it, like, oh, this is, I can't.
I know.
It's got to stop.
I need
a break.
In some ways, you go, well, there's nothing I can do. If there's a break later, I'll do something outside, whatever. But there's nothing. I'm going to sit. I'm going to read a book. I'm going to get cozy. Like, but that only lasts so long. You start to get itchy.
Well, yeah.
Like, oh, I just want. And then yesterday, it was like such a mood lifter. Just the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. It's great. I stood out back and just let the sun hit me. Just felt warmed by it. I'm like, you're still there. You're so dependable, you.
I wonder what the weather is in Caracas. You know, now that they're America.
Smoky.
You know,
right.
A little bit overcast. Yeah.
Any chance we can get a deal on a Airbnb there these days?
You know what? We should check into that. Let's see if there's anything available in Caracas. I want to say before we get too deep into the show.
I'll get right on that.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Happy birthday to my dad.
Oh, Gentry.
Happy
birthday, Gentry.
Gentry.
You know, it's funny. I woke up this morning and, you know, everyone's calendar alerts them to literally everything. And I'm like, oh, what was it like in the world 86 years ago?
He's seen a lot of change.
A lot. I mean, I don't even think they had TV when he was born. Right? He was born in 1940.
Well, if you ask Edie, she'll say,
no.
Life was black and white then, right?
Yeah. Well, if you ask younger Vinny, I mean, it's no surprise that everyone in your family, genetically speaking, needs to think that everything that happened I don't know, 1980 was black and white.
Well, like my dad and your dad, like they're post-Depression kids. So like that's why they're, at least my dad is so frugal about everything and just eat everything on your plate, no matter what.
Yep.
He didn't change as times got better, huh?
Nah.
It gets ingrained. When your parents are like, this is what we have and we're making use of every bit of it and don't leave any food. Like, that stuff sticks with you through life. I think that if you're easy on your kids, they're always going to be like, everything will be okay. Not worry too much, which I don't know what's better or not. Like, if you're, you know, my kids had a pretty cushy coming up. And I was a person who had to eat everything on my plate, but not with quite the force that I think our parents had that drummed into them.
What you're talking about is times were tough.
Yeah.
What most parents today, certainly last night at the dinner table, are talking about is we're not making you another dinner. Eat your damn food because the kitchen will close. We want to do the dishes. We want to walk away from here. And we want to know that you aren't back in the fridge, which is exactly what happens.
Right.
They get back in the fridge. They say, oh, I found some raisins and I found a carrot and we made you dinner.
Yeah. Raisins and a carrot don't actually sound too bad. It's when they start making pancakes and I'm sitting down a minute from going to sleep, and I'm like, I'm sorry, what is cooking in our kitchen? What is burning in our kitchen?
That industrious yet. Maybe they will be, but right now it is just grabbing crap.
I was not fully, like, I felt like in life, it's good to have a couple skills that you can lean on. Like, for me, when I was a kid, my mom taught me to make breakfast. Like, I can make you anything for breakfast. That's really the only thing I can reliably cook. Like,
to this day,
flip an egg. I'll make you the best, fluffiest scrambled eggs you ever had. I'll make you an Egg McMuffin style sandwich. Like, pancakes, French toast, bacon. By 12, I was fully cooking that stuff because my mom from an early age was like, cook your brother and sister breakfast. You know, it wasn't like she just abandoned me in the kitchen, but she taught me how to make breakfast. And I taught my kids how to make, like, they can both make breakfast. And the one kid refuses to just, like, flip an egg and put it on toast. He's got to, like, you know, chop garlic and make just a huge mess all through the whole kitchen.
He's
all
a
his
connoisseur,
spices and,
Sarah, and he grew up in the Bay Area. I mean, he knows.
You know, yes, he's got a very adult palate.
His French laundry's in his blood.
Right.
It's got to be a thing.
Right. Nothing can just be simple. It's got to be four pans, 16 different utensils.
That sounds like
flour,
my brother.
All over the counter. Like, you didn't even use flour. I just threw it out there just for the effect. Butter smeared everywhere. Oh, God. But everybody should know how to make some breakfast, even if it's just cereal and milk. That's a meal.
Sure. Anyway, I just think there's a difference between, you know.
Oh, yeah.
That and the parents who are like, no. You're not getting off the table because I know you'll be back here making a mess in a few minutes. Because now food is in most homes, even if you're not making a ton of dough, you've got cereal and you've got stuff you've got a couple eggs.
We've got, right.
My dad had the spoon rule. You take a spoon of everything. And if you don't take a spoon, I'll give you a spoon. And his spoon was much bigger.
The beating.
Yeah. Oh. Oh no 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 not oh. beating. No, but it, we,
wait,
but
what,
it wasn't.
What do you mean? I thought you meant like he, no, the wooden no, spoon that your like, mom used to
you
beat
could
you
take
up with.
One's helping, but if you didn't take a helping, he's going to put two on your plate, and you're not leaving until you
finish
it.
Oh
yeah. Oh. So yeah. As you help yourself to what's been placed on the table, you have to take some of everything.
And I tried once or twice to do the cough into the mouth and give it to the dog, and he was all over that.
Yeah. Mm. Sharp tack. Well, they don't want any food wasted. But that is true. The sensibilities have changed. Like, you know, if you're not struggling with hunger issues, if you know, for most Americans, it seems like there's going to be some cereal. There's going to be like, it's not finish your plate because we're out of money and that's all the food we've got. It's finish your plate because that's all there is for dinner. That's all I'm cooking
the
you.
The kitchen is closing.
I like that. The kitchen is closing.
It never happens, though. In fact,
I know
it does seem like now Christina and I go to bed. Well, we both go to bed before the kids. Like you'll hear stuff happening and go, ah, they're up.
And it's a mystery, too, because they have to get up for school. Like you'd think they'd be on a better schedule.
Well, you'd think
I
that
never
also
understood it.
Telling them in bed at 9 is enough. But when you've got to go to bed at the same time, there's no one who can go get back upstairs.
Right.
They get downstairs and realize, we own this place.
They're upstairs sleeping. I'm getting the raisins and carrots out of the fridge. Make this happen. All right. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Happy birthday, Dad. We're going to start with Stranger Things right after this.
What? Wake up. Thank you. With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.